The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast has been killing it lately. Been loving it, been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right, we're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. Got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in, Javane came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And, he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me on, I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to two, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. One-on-one, I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help, and that's why I love using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
You can't get your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall.
He's a kid.
He's
right.
A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Hoppy Hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show. The phone lines are wide open. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And let me tell you, if you're old school, if you're traditional, you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. Oh, and by the way, as you heard in the beginning, go to Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough at 813-452-5555. 813-452-5555. We have a ton of things to get into. We're going to hang out today. We're going to have a good time. But before I get into the news about Deshaun Watson and everything going on with the Cleveland Browns, first of all, we have this clip. Just to embrace how great Cleveland is, a Joakim Noah, 12 years ago, talking about Cleveland.
I don't know about this place, man.
Me neither.
I
was there
in my hotel room, man. Every time I look out my window, it's pretty depressing out here, man. It's bad. It's bad.
So you're not going out?
No. No going out in Cleveland, man. It's all factories.
Do you regret anything that you said about Cleveland?
Not at all. You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. What's so good about Cleveland?
Nothing, man. Even bad radio. And then you have this song.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
What up?
Come on down to Cleveland town, everyone.
Why?
Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire.
True.
It's so polluted all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost three times a year.
I didn't see it once.
The sky has at least two DUIs. The flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town.
Really?
Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die.
True.
Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression.
I had to clean that part out.
It could be worse though, at least we're not Detroit. We're not Detroit.
Frankly, I'd rather live in Detroit. 856-49-HOPPY. So for the last 12, 17, no, Ben Roethlisberger played for 17 years, but it was 2010 that he was accused of rape and all that. Kind of got swept under the rug. No one really talks about the fact that Ben Roethlisberger is kind of a dirtbag. Oh, he's a real good guy. I would want him to date my daughter. So for the last 10 years, it's been Rapelessberger, and deservedly so. I'm not a fan of Big Ben. I like watching him play quarterback, but he got suspended. So for the last 10, 12 years, they run their mouth in Cleveland. Ben Rapelessberger, Ben Rapelessberger. And then a local Cleveland radio show spread this rumor about Baker Mayfield getting a BJ in the parking lot of a Cheesecake Factory, and they crucify him for that. So then the Cleveland Browns get Deshaun Watson, and all of a sudden, you don't hear a thing out of Cleveland. They were the moral police. And then once you get your own piece of garbage on the team, I didn't hear a word from you. There's two parts to this headline. Deshaun Watson gets only a six-game ban over dozens of sexual misconduct allegations after paying off 23 of 24 accusers. And he's just going to lose $345,000 of his $230 million fully guaranteed deal. So yeah, he essentially got away with it. He's just going to not get CTE for six games. And the Browns aren't going to be good this year. They're going to be weird. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when you have to pay off 23 of 24 people, yeah. Those are vibes. I don't want to be around. I don't really like you. I don't really want to hang out with you. You're not someone I want to be friends with when 23 of 24 women have to be settled out of court. He's accused of sexually assaulting and harassing female massage therapists. Oh, yeah, and then the funny part, yeah, this headline here from the Daily Mail. Remember last year Calvin Ridley was caught gambling? He placed a $1,500 bet, and he got banned for the whole season? Yeah, don't gamble, even though the NFL is literally the mafia. Oh, but sexually assault women? No big deal. Just a six-game, suspension. And not a peep from Cleveland. Not at all. You're not hearing anything from them. It was ridiculous. I don't even know how this is going to end. Because I could see Deshaun Watson really going out there and really balling. You know what I mean? Or I could see him failing. It's going to be funny when they're going to end up missing Baker Mayfield. Whoa, Baker Mayfield got a BJ in a parking lot of a Cheesecake Factory? That's the most Cleveland sentence ever. I mean, seriously. Get out of here. Cleveland is just a bunch of bandwagon idiots. LeBron leaves. We never want you again, LeBron. LeBron comes back. Please help us win a championship. LeBron leaves. We hate you. You went to LA. Same thing, man. You know what it is? You got to lose your mind when the sun never comes out and it's negative 10 degrees every day, man. It can't be good vibes. It can't really lead to success when you're in a city that smells, in a city that's cloudy with a lot of snow. No one's going, oh my God, like Joakim Noah said in the beginning, let's go to Cleveland. Even the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's like, man, why are we here?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour, we'll be right back.
Oh yeah, that was the beginning segment. We're opening it up with talking about Deshaun Watson and that dirtbag he is. But I want to let you know about a good guy that sponsors Happy Hour. I want to let you know about the best barber in all of the Bay Area, Rich Keeley Master Barbershop over on Kennedy Boulevard at Salon Loft right next door to McDonald's. I just went there today. He's like my second shrink. I love Rich Keeley, and he gives great haircuts. I don't have this part, but he does great beard trims and more. So you go to richkbarber.com. You might have to wait a few days, but it's worth it. There's a waiting list, and there's going to be openings too. Some weeks he's going to be busy, some weeks he's not, but it's really worth it. You want to go to those chain places that have beautiful women that serve beer? Whoa, and get an average haircut? Or do you want to be hooked up by the guru of hair? It's richkbarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white,
or black, or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And we have some breaking news.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
We are now on our 15th app. We are on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Odyssey, Podbean, Mixcloud, GeoSavant, and many more. We are now a part of Picked Cherries. On Picked Cherries, you can choose your favorite podcast and make a one-minute clip and share it. And Hoppy Radio is now on the Picked Cherries Podcast Network. Woohoo! Next up in the news, Ric Flair on Vince McMahon's retirement. I hate it. Yeah, because you're an out-of-touch boomer. You probably don't care that he groped women in the office. I'm Ric Flair. I can get away with anything. Who cares, dude? You're going to die. I'm going to die. You poop. I poop. That's how I view everything on this show. You're no different. Ooh, I'm Ric Flair. I go to washed up WWE guys and I go, woo. And I go to their local bars in Clearwater and I go, woo, pay attention to me. Woo. There is nothing sadder than an old wrestler. They are just so clinging on to the past. The only old wrestler I really like is Mark Marrow. But here's Ric Flair.
A guy that you've had a relationship with for, what, I don't know, 40 years, more.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon hangs him up, retires from WWE.
Oh, he retired? It wasn't anything to do with the fact that he had to kind of do a Deshaun Watson and settle with women? No, it was... He retired gracefully, that Vince McMahon.
Hate it.
You think you should have stayed?
Oh, those broads is getting away with their allegation. Them Ric Flair.
Yes. I think that
what?
He's one of a kind.
Yeah, he definitely is.
And I've said this, you know, since it happened.
He's got that Joe Biden CTE.
And I've said this. You know, something that happened. He's made so many people rich. And he lives.
Oh, that's all that matters. Not the rights of women in the office that were being taken advantage of. Oh, it's about the money, Ric Flair.
Literally has made chicken salad out of a lot of chicken shit.
Mm. That's the important part. Not that he was groping women in office. He made chicken salad out of chicken shit. Got it. That should be on his grave.
Who knows what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's made a lot of people rich.
Yeah.
Think he'll ever be given the credit now. I mean, they're trying to murder him now, and who knows?
Oh, who cares that he was slapping women's asses or whatever he was doing in the office? He made a lot of privileged, out of touch boomers money. That's all Rick's saying. He made us rich. Who cares if he doesn't know anything about basic human rights? He kind of sounds like when radio DJs are shock jocks. When they get older and the way they pronounce words begins to drone on, it's kind of Ric Flair. It's like that.
You know,
like, I'm Mancow Moeller. I've got that radio voice.
People rich.
Yes.
I don't think he'll ever be given the credit now. I mean, they're trying to murder him now, and who knows? You know,
who knows? It's all those women he was grabbing. Who cares?
I'm certainly not defending anything that's negative, and I'm not taking a side on the issues that apparently have been brought up.
You have no genuine body, and you have no genuine bone in your body. And if you have any bones in your body, they're all broken from you going, woo!
I know as a person and what he did for me, nobody like him.
Oh, that's good, Ric Flair, making it about you, you narcissist. Woo! Oh, yeah, forget about the women he groped and everybody he treated badly and everybody that he was awkward to. He made Ric Flair money, and that's all that matters.
Wow. Will the company be okay without him, Rick? Obviously, Stephanie McMahon is great.
Well, I think Stephanie's a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephanie, her dad raised her to do this.
I love how he pronounced it. Stephanie's a genius. It's like he has dentures in or something. I like the way he goes, I think she's a genius. Yes. She's a genius.
Company be okay without him, Rick? Obviously, Stephanie McMahon is great.
Well, I think Stephanie's a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephanie, her dad raised her to do this. And I don't know. I don't know. I do know some of it, but it's nothing I want to discuss. I don't know the inner.
Oh, I love when people do that. I love when people sort of imply that they know something, but they go, oh, I can't say anything. Then don't say it. If you're not going to tell us, don't say it. Don't be passive aggressive. Woo! Just saying.
The inner workings of it, but I think Stephanie's a genius. I think she was a great character on TV, which I thought Vince was too. I mean, really. If it wasn't for Vince and Steve, you know, other people around them, but those are the components that saved them from going down to WCW and Bischoff.
I'll give him this. I will say, Vince McMahon played a very good heel. He just needed to not grab women's asses, and he had a perfect legacy because he is one of the greatest ever.
So, I mean, Vince was a great character, a genius.
Mm.
I'm not afraid of anybody. You know what I mean?
Definitely not. When he's just touching women and being inappropriate, I don't really assume he cares about people.
Yeah.
I asked him one time, I said, you know
what? I said, hey, what's the best way to get away with groping somebody?
What do you think is your competition? He said, I used to think Disney was, but I don't know anymore. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the way he thinks.
Yeah.
And if you look at all the,
yes,
all the stuff, the programming, and all the stuff that he's done, and and believe me, it's him.
Yes, we know.
He's a very driven individual.
You got to give him that. He makes the money for the rich and elite, and he's very driven. I don't care if he's a bad person. He makes your money.
So I mean, he'll survive all this. Yeah. I'll miss him personally.
Call him if you're such good friends with him.
I think the TV fans. I mean. Despite all the negative PR and all that, they were chanting his name.
Oh, and loudly, Rick. Loudly, you could tell.
The TMZ sports reporters are such kiss asses. Loudly, they're chanting his name loudly.
That SmackDown crowd was very, very much.
Yes.
I was so happy for him because.
Whatever. I feel like I got CTE just listening to this segment.
Happy hour.
Yes.
Hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Sign up at FitSageFitness.net and tell him I sent you.
Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I see this here from TMZ. Bieber says, I'm back. Performs for first time since diagnosis. Okay, well, here's the thing. I think is really bad, but I don't think he wants to hang out with Haley all day. I don't think he really feels like sitting around his mansion bored as hell. As our great philosopher says, Tyga, on TikTok 2 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic, I'm in the house bored. Yeah, that was probably Bieber. He just wanted to get out. And I don't think he's like healthy now that he's like, oh, whatever, I'll just go out there and I'll perform. But I think he just needed to get out. He was in Italy Sunday, and he was his old self performing his hits, shirtless, dancing around. He brought the house down in Italy, man. I'm sure he totally didn't cheat that night. He was diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, a rare virus that caused pain in his face, amongst other issues. He took a month off, pausing his world tour. He promised fans he'd be back to business at the end of July. So I guess if he said that, he did hold to his promise. But I'm just saying, I feel like you didn't really need to rush back. I feel like you could have waited a little longer, but whatever. I get money has to be involved. This is also from the TMZ website that I use all my prep for. Donald Trump blasts Brittany Griner for going to Russia loaded up with drugs. That's just Donald Trump projecting. You know he's going to Russia loaded up on drugs. Donald Trump's going in on Brittany Griner, accused the potentially spoiled WNBA player of traveling to Moscow loaded up with drugs and burying the idea of trading Brittany Griner for a Russian arms dealer. He sat on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show where he was asked about her detainment in Russia. She went in there loaded with drugs into a territory where they're very vigilant about drugs. They don't like drugs, and she got caught. And now we're supposed to get her out, and she makes, you know, a lot of money, I guess. We're supposed to get her out for an absolute killer and one of the biggest arms dealers in the world. Killed many Americans, killed many people. Here's my thing. You could say what you want, Donald Trump, and say, and I'm not getting political because I'm about to bash Biden in a second. But you can go out there and say what you want, but you know if he was in office, he would have pardoned her. He's just saying that now to be the big tough guy because he sees what his fan base is for. But like how he got Kodak Black and other people out, he would have done the same thing for her. The way he got Travis Scott out, or no, ASAP Rocky, and all these people that got in trouble, all those criminals that he pardoned before he left office, he would have got Brittany out. But now that he's not president, he doesn't have to do that. And I don't even think Brittany, or I don't even think Biden knows who she is. Because there's been absolutely no progress made in this. I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Drake reveals he has COVID for the second time as the rapper announces concert cancellation following diagnosis. I am very sad, he said. He had to cancel the Ovo O Fest in Toronto. Oh, you know, those Torontonians or whatever they would call themselves. I just made it up, but I'm sure that's what they call themselves. You know, they were sad. Oh, no, we don't get to see you, Drake. Here's what he posted. I am very upset to say that I passed the test to be positive for COVID, and the Young Money reunion show rescheduled for tonight is being rescheduled to the soonest date possible. I will keep the city up to date and share the new date whenever we have it locked. Until then, I hope everyone is safe and healthy, and I love you all, and so sorry for letting you down on my weekend, on our weekend together. And the moment I test negative, I will give you the update I can. That's good. I'm glad that Drake's updating his fans. Also, I'm glad he didn't mention Millie Bobby Brown in that post. 856-49-HOPPY. So everybody in America kisses Elon Musk's ass. Everybody goes, oh, he's so great. And he's like a deadbeat dad, and he's a terrible boss and whatever, and he doesn't really make that much of a profit. Like, I've heard that he inherits everything. I don't really know how money works. I'm not an expert yet.
Shut up!
But what I'm saying is I don't really know much about Elon Musk, but everybody says that he's a little overrated. Well, his father thinks that. Elon Musk's dad says he's not proud of his billionaire son, but younger brother Kimball is his pride and joy as he reveals he told Tesla CEO to take diet pills and defends having kids with stepdaughter as completely normal. That sounds like something that would be out of the Musk family. Earl Rusk called into the Sydney Morning Show, Kyle and Jackie O, which is one of my favorite radio shows. Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O are very talented. They're like the Howard and Robin Quivers of Sydney. Down Under, a great radio show. Listen to them all the time. So he called in and pretty much said that the other son is his favorite. And I guess he had a kid with his stepdaughter. That's always a good thing. When things that happen in pornography come out, oh, geez, in real life, to have it with your stepdaughter that's 34 years old, that's a very Musk thing. All right, here is the audio of Kyle and Jackie. Oh, man, I have tried to reach out to interview them. They're very big Down Under. And Kyle, I believe, has a residence in Los Angeles. They're like the maybe top 10 highest paid radio DJs. Well, here is Elon Musk's dad on their show. And let me just get through this commercial. So I'll remind you, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This commercial is almost done. .com. All right, here we go.
Are you proud? Did you ever see that coming? No. What? You're not proud?
No, well, you know, I mean, we are a family that have been doing a lot of things for a long time. It's not as though we suddenly started doing something. So we've all been, you know, as a family, all doing things, from the very beginning. So, I mean, the kids were traveling with me around the world when they were tiny, and they've been doing pretty much very interesting things. We've been down the Amazon together, for example. We've been through China, and long ago when it was quite difficult to go there, and things like that, East Germany. So they've seen a lot of things, and we've done a lot of things together. We are just sort of that kind of family. But Elon has, in fact, really surpassed the mark and so on. But I was saying to one of your stations there that Elon is not as happy as he'd like to be. He'd like to be where he is now. He would have liked to have been there 5 years ago.
Damn. You know, he listened to that and goes, Dad, I want
to get ready to transfer.
Oh, wow. What's going on here? I love how he was probably like, Dad, I want to be cool. I want all the cool guys to like me. Just saying. Man, now I'm talking like Ric Flair. Woo! I don't know why this commercial's playing. 856-49-HOPPY. Let me close this. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio. All right. Let's see what's going on with Topanga.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Which Topanga has a great taste in men. You married Jensen Karp, Hot Carl, the guy that made up that he had shrimp in his cereal last year. Ah, it's a real winner.
What I know specifically was said was, all I know is if you don't come back tomorrow doing this entirely differently, mm-hmm. you are also not going to be here.
Got Danielle it. Fishel is opening up about what it was like working with Boy Meets World creator Michael Jacobs.
I'll say she's beautiful and pretty and whatever, but man, she just looks like she's really high maintenance. Like, a lot of people are high maintenance, but she seems like she's the highest of maintenance.
On the July 17th episode of Pod Meets World, the actress who played Topanga Lawrence in the ABC series looks back on her very first rehearsal for the show with co-hosts Will Friedle and Ryder Strong.
Yeah, she's probably a little bit of a brat. All those TV people in the early 90s are making so much money, bro.
We worked all day, and then we do, as we've discussed on the podcast before, what our weeks were like. Monday was producer run-through at the end of...
I bet she was fun. I want to go out and like get drunk with Run DMC.
The night.
Danielle recalls at a bubbly 12 years old, she had a habit of speaking too fast, which seemingly annoyed Michael, who gave everyone feedback at the end of the day.
There is something irritating about a really fast talking kid because oh my God, that's why we have condoms.
Michael starts off the notes by saying, Danielle, I'm going to give you your notes all in one time at the end.
Got it.
And I'm going to give everyone else their notes now, because if I made everyone sit here through all of the notes I have for you, we would all be here for hours and no one would ever get to go home.
Sounds like it was a real fun time on the set of Boy Meets World. She was a real delight.
According to Danielle, who had replaced another actress originally cast as Topanga,
hearing... Yeah, you know, that woman hates her.
This hit hard.
From that moment on, my eyes welled up because, you know, I'm now in front of
everybody,
yeah. All the producers, all the writers, all the cast, and all.
That's what happens when you're the main person on a show.
All eyes are on me for a second, and then he just quickly moved on. And for maybe the next hour, while he did go through page one, line one, notes for everyone else, I have tears in my eyes like, okay, I don't know what's coming for me, but it's not going to be good.
She sounds like she'd be the worst to argue with. Like, you'd just be like, shut up!
Danielle says after going through the rest of the actors, Michael sat her and her mom down at the Matthew family's kitchen table and went over every single one of her lines. Back,
you know, like when you look at old sitcoms, like you can look at Friends and you just see that Matthew Perry was just on every pill possible because he has no memory of filming the first few seasons of Friends. And you just look at Chandler and he's just being funny and you're like, you don't look like you're on this planet, man. You kind of get that vibe from a lot of those early 90s shows that were like Boy Meets World and that. You can just tell that everyone hated each other.
Back at home, she recalls staying up until 3 or 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And it was my mom saying to me, slower, slower,
got it,
slower. And going, okay, okay, okay. I really wanted to get it right. I am a type.
I don't care anymore. You just sound irritating. Oh, you married a guy who made up that he had shrimp? Oh, and a cereal? Oh, wow. What a coincidence. You're telling me someone that was a real problem on set would marry a loser rapper? Whoa.
Start with the issue of I never made calls to the press about my brother's situation.
This is Chris Cuomo on Dan Abrams Live News Nation.
You did, right?
No, I never contacted any media.
Oh, not the media, just the mafia.
Who were covering my brother to try to affect their coverage.
That's annoying that Chris Cuomo was just allowed to go on News Nation, although who really cares? Who goes, oh my God, I love News Nation. It's either CNN or Fox News or MSNBC if you're a contrarian. But you just allow Chris Cuomo, you're essentially doing a little T-ball interview. You're just giving it a home run. You're just kind of being annoying.
Chris Cuomo denying he tried to influence media coverage of his brother, then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Why do you think he waited a year and a half, 2 years to do this interview? Because everybody else is going to ask him hard-hitting things. But when you're going on Dan Abrams Live, a show that I'm sure gets viewers, but it's not relevant, you're going to have an interview where they kiss your ass. That's why Chris Cuomo waited, is because we know that he hit up the media. We know he did whatever he could to help protect Andrew. And every other news source was going to crucify him for it. So he waited until he could get a softball interview where he just lies. He's just lying through his teeth. He's a little scumbag leech. He's a Fredo.
Been a hard several months.
On News Nation's Dan Abrams Live, his first TV interview since he was fired from CNN, the TV journalist addresses the controversies surrounding his exit.
We'll get to that. But you know those like TikTok videos he was doing where he was dancing with his daughters? I bet dudes don't even want to like date his daughter because they're like, dude, I have to deal with Chris when I go over and I'm just trying to hang out with her. And he's like talking to me. He seems like the over-the-top, overprotective dad, like really overprotective, like where it's like, dude, you're kind of getting a little weird, Chris.
Chris's firing came after he was suspended when texts and emails surfaced indicating he may have used his sources to help his brother build a legal defense against multiple allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct.
But you
sounds like things were great in the Cuomo family. They're just a family of morals and integrity. Get the hell out of here.
That I never made calls to the press about my brother's situation.
Yeah.
You did make calls to the press about your brother's situation.
But I think the distinction has a meaningful difference.
What's the difference, Chris? What the fuck is the difference? Shut the fuck up.
There was a curiosity at the time by my brother's team, obviously, of what was coming next, who was writing what.
Right.
Okay. The idea that I never spoke to anybody in the media about my brother, it's an impossibility.
Yeah. You're just dancing around it. So the times you did talk to people, you protected your brother. You're just lying and dancing around words, scumbag. No wonder no one wants to work with you, you dirtbag.
So my friends are in the media.
And in the
Yeah, your friends are in the media, so you told your friends, hey, can you not go in on my brother, please?
Aftermath for Chris, being called disgraced after his firing wasn't easy for him.
Oh, yeah, you kids, are.
Your loved ones.
That's like saying to Jason Tatum after he loses this summer to the Warriors, you guys are not losers. And you go, but we lost the NBA championship, the Celtics. Rest in peace, Bill Russell. And you go, no, but you're not losers. You just didn't win. It's the same logic with Chris Cuomo. It hurts to say that you're disgraced, but you were disgraced. I just don't want to acknowledge myself as being disgraced. Then what were you? You were literally the definition of disgraced. You were the most liked person on CNN. You were everyone's hero when you got COVID at the beginning of the quarantine in 2020. I went on the radio and got in trouble with bosses because I said that the news, I said this like the first week of COVID. I said that the news was just a bunch of scumbags that are trying to lead us to fear. And everyone's like, no, they're trying to teach us information. And then a year later, everyone's like, yeah, you kind of had a point, Hoppy. Everyone's like, get Hoppy off the radio. He doesn't know about the integrity of cable news. I learned everything from Chris Cuomo. Yeah. Here I am applauding myself because I was correct about one thing out of 100 predictions I made. But that prediction I was very good at. I said, don't listen to the cable news.
Your loved ones.
Yeah.
They have to wear that badge as well.
Yeah, you kind of ruined everyone's legacy. When they got the last name Cuomo, you just go, get away from me.
That's a double-edged sword for me because, you know, growing up that way with my father, and then my brother, I had always told myself, I'm not going to do it this way.
Yeah, got it.
I never wanted to be in politics, but I want.
Yeah, you're not smart enough.
Let my kids be their own people.
Yeah.
And then here I am.
Rock you like a hurricane. All right, here we go.
And there's regret that goes along with that.
Still, the media personality says he's got nothing but love for his brother.
What are you going to say? I fucking hate my brother and I really went to bat for him for no reason and he didn't really repay the favor and I ruined my career because of him? Yeah, he should have said that.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. When I tell you he's the best boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. AmirAcademy.com. He's got classes Monday through Saturday. He's got classes for kids. He's got classes to work out. He's got classes to make you a professional MMA fighter. Whatever you want. All the info is at AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
We're going to go back to 2019 with this news clip. Because maybe you don't know a lot about Chris Cuomo. You go, hey, Ryan Hoppy, you're going in a little too much on Chris Cuomo. No, I am not.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Let's take you back to 2019.
At CNN anchorman Chris Cuomo lashing out at a Trump supporter who insulted him.
Mm-hmm. I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
What was the big insult?
I don't know.
The guy called him Fredo.
Don't insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
You called me Fredo. You know my name's not Fredo.
Yeah, it's Chris, like every other dude. So original.
He's referring, of course, to Fredo Corleone, the loser brother from The Godfather.
Wow, that's a little harsh. He meant well.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
Oh, jeez.
Not like everybody says. Like, dumb. I'm smart.
The most boring movie ever.
Smart, and I want
if you want to watch some good mob content, watch The Sopranos. But The Godfather? Yeah, not really exciting.
Not like everybody says.
Oh, geez.
Like, dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
He sounds like angry Peter Griffin.
Cuomo, whose big brother Andrew is the governor of New York State.
So this is back in 2019.
It's a big-time slur.
Fredo is from The Godfather.
It was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
They use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
If you have to explain why it's offensive, it's not that offensive, bro. You allegedly grabbing women's ass is a little more offensive.
It's an insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
The video is going viral today to the delight of the president, who is no fan of Cuomo's.
What Chris Cuomo did was horrible.
I miss this guy as our president.
Which was horrible. He looked like a total out-of-control animal. He lost it.
CNN.
Man, it was like having Billy Mays as president, wasn't it? 856. 49 happy. I just wanted to play that. Alrighty.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Instagram and mental health. Families of two young girls have filed lawsuits against its parent company, Meta, claiming the platform fueled eating disorders. Now, Reshef back with the details. Hello.
You don't say. The fact that it encourages everybody looking perfectly skinny, that would encourage that? Whoa.
Hey there, Georgian. These allegations are alarming. Meta now facing at least 11 lawsuits filed by families who say Instagram and Facebook have caused their children to suffer from mental health crises. The latest alleging two 12-year-old girls were driven to eating disorders, multiple hospitalizations. And
where's the parents that are telling them not to have accounts? That's what I don't get. I agree that social media is pretty bad, but where are the parents at?
And even attempted suicide.
This morning, the families of two teens filing new lawsuits against Meta, the parent company of Instagram, claiming the platform causes eating disorders and
it causes anxiety, man,
and is spurring a mental health crisis among young people.
Got it.
As a parent, you feel hopeless. You try to support them and you do what you can for
Get them off of it.
Them, but it's hard to understand.
I really didn't want to be a mom, so I don't really know how to parent, so I'm just blaming everybody else.
Jennifer and Benjamin Martin allege Instagram created the perfect storm of addiction, social comparison, and exposure to incredibly harmful content for...
But where's the part where you guys tell her not to go on it? Everybody else's fault.
Their daughter, saying algorithms targeted the 12-year-old teen with content that ultimately led to mental health issues, an eating disorder, and even attempted suicide.
All right, cool. It sucks, but why is she on it?
Around 2016.
My dad barely let me have a MySpace at 14, and kids now are having access to messages. Like, when you had a MySpace, you could only see the messages if you were on a computer. There was no smartphones. But now they have access 24/7. I mean... Well, whatever. I bet their parents didn't hear.
That we noticed some extreme weight loss in her.
Yeah.
And then put the puzzle pieces together that it was a direct correlation to social media.
He is going to be the reason she is in therapy in 10 years. Yeah, my dad just didn't really command a room. He's kind of a pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, happy hot topic.
Speaking of the downfall of society known as social media.
Tension and financial challenges at Facebook as the company and its employees brace for a tough road ahead. After its parent company Meta reported its first ever revenue drop. Profits falling a staggering 36% from last year.
That's pretty bad.
Last year. In response, Meta is now planning to hit the brakes on hiring.
They're like, yeah, let's, like they do in radio, let's have one person do 9 jobs for one pay.
In an earnings call, CEO Mark Zuckerberg spelled out the grim reality, saying, expect us to get more done with fewer resources.
That's how corporate America's going. Why don't people want to work for corporations? They have no idea.
That message has already been hammered home inside the company.
Yeah.
According to a recording of an internal meeting last month obtained by The Verge, but not...
Yeah, you always would wonder, if you're in a meeting where Zuckerberg's talking, you got to wonder, like... Who's recording what? Like, there would be no privacy. Like, I would not speak up in a meeting at all if I worked for Facebook.
According to a recording of an internal meeting last month obtained by The Verge, but not verified by NBC News, Zuckerberg was asked by a worker whether extra vacation days introduced during the pandemic would be continued. According to The Verge, the CEO appeared visibly frustrated.
Yeah, I don't care about your mental health. Why do you think he would care about your mental health if he doesn't care about the mental health of his own users, you idiots? Oh, but it's worth making $200,000 at Meta. Life's too short.
Telling employees, there are probably a bunch of people at the company who shouldn't be here. I think some of you might just say that this place isn't for you, and that self-selection is okay with me.
Yeah, leaving you, man. You sound like a real winner. Oh, you sound like such a good guy, Mark Zuckerberg.
In a statement, a Meta spokesperson writing in part, "We regularly reevaluate our talent pipeline according to our business needs."
Mary, you're 30 years old. Get out of here. That seems like what it is.
The mood is definitely tense.
You don't say. Zuckerberg doesn't really seem like a leader that knows how to overcome adversity. He took the idea of Facebook from that other website on campus, and he's copied everyone's ideas. But when it's time for him to be a leader and come up with an original idea, he's dead in the water.
And Mark Zuckerberg is going back to this old persona where...
What old persona?
He was this wartime CEO. And I think what he's realized is that in the pandemic, his company got really big, potentially a little lazy. And now he really needs people working a lot harder.
And they're not going to want to work for you, bud. There's really no... if you're not really making any more money and you're having to do multiple jobs, oh, but I get to work for Mark Zuckerberg. He's going to quickly find out that he doesn't matter that much. He's going to quickly find out that people are not really that into working for him. All right. Let's have some positive news. This is fun news. KTLA in Los Angeles.
Time now for Consumer Confidential with KTLA 5's David Lazarus.
He is joining us live on this Monday. David, yeah. Great to see you. And let's talk about soaring home prices now starting to cool down. That's good news.
This is not what the video is supposed to be about. It's talking about home prices. It's one of those like clickbait videos where they talk about it in the end. It says that General Mills is releasing new hot cereal. Ah, sounds like every pothead's dream.
This morning, lottery officials still do not know the identity of the single person who won the Mega Millions jackpot worth more than $1.3 billion. The winning ticket was sold at the Speedway gas station in Des Plaines, Illinois, near Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Yeah. If I was the winner, I'd go off the grid, 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 and never be heard from again, 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 again.
Officials say they're not even sure the owner of that lucky ticket knows he or she won. So... if you bought a ticket at that Speedway, check your numbers immediately.
I will. I used to do this really corny thing on WGN TV in Chicago. They have like the news at like every hour because it's all people watch in Chicago. And I was watching it with my grandpa probably in 2006, and they would announce the numbers, and I'd be like, "Grandpa, I'm going to guess what the numbers are." And the guy would be like, or it'd be a hot chick rather, and they'd be like, "The number is 9. And I'd be like, "It's 9. And it'd be like, "The number is 18. It'd be like, "It's 18. And my grandpa thought it was so funny. At least someone thought it was funny.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'm just kidding. Everybody thinks I'm so funny.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by WestchaseProinting.com. You need things printed or whatever? Go there. And when you get the invoice, tell them I sent you. WestchaseProinting.com. Westchase Printing on all social media.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Board. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. Hey, Ryan, Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Let's get right into it.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
I always am.
To a story I've been following all week, Instagram is now rolling back several recent changes to that app. Comes after mounting backlash from users, including members of the Kardashian family. So
that's why they did it, not because of us, because of them. When those people are the most prominent people on your app, yeah, you're going to want to do whatever they want you to do.
In a new test of a version of the app, photos from accounts you follow were replaced by viral videos and reels. But users are complaining the app was overtly copying rival TikTok.
Whoa! Something that Mark Zuckerberg runs is copying other people's ideas? He's never done that.
Distancing itself from its photo sharing roots, they were not happy. The company.
Whatever. If you're that mad about it, you need a life.
Beef George Jetson.
Look at me trying to know about pop culture.
Daughter Judy.
Oh, yeah, she's real high maintenance.
Jane, his wife.
She's with him for his money.
I mean, we should just give the rest of the whole show to this.
Yes, and to this.
Because Al has a staggering amount of Jetsons knowledge, but of course we all know, we loved that cartoon. It's iconic.
Al Roker seems like a guy that'd be like a Jetsons fan. He just seems like that. I like that vibe.
The reason we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a special day for the Family of the Future. Can you explain?
Yeah, well, yes.
Okay, so here's the deal. Fans online pointed out that George was technically born yesterday. Now, here's why. When the show first aired, it was set in 2062. In the first season, George revealed he was 40 years old. So if you do the math, this year would be his first year. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to George Jetson. Mary's not even ready. I hope his dad had a real good orgasm last night. So does his mom.
This is my first.
It's Britney Spears. She's out of the bar. Woo! That's got to be weird. Reading Britney Spears and like you're ultra famous. And like I can go to a bar and I might be recognized by 1 in 1,000 people. Like I'm not. I've been recognized at bars many times, but I'm not. It's like I have to go to a dive bar that's like watching, that's like showing a Rays game and it reeks of cigarettes. That's the type of place I get recognized at. But like a bar in Ebor, no one's going, oh my God, do you work at 102.5 The Bone? Here's what I'm saying. I can only imagine being Britney where you're famous.
This is my first time at a bar. First time.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she'd be able to go to a bar. She doesn't seem like she'd really fit in at a bar. Britney Spears doesn't really seem like someone to be like, oh, let's go hang out with Britney. I feel like she'd be an annoying drunk.
We'll cheers to that. Britney Spears is checking off an overdue milestone.
What?
The 40-year-old pop princess revealed she finally went to a bar for the first time.
That's sad, man. Maybe it's sadder how often I go to them.
And documented the outing in a pair of Instagram stories this week alongside her assistant.
Got it.
This is
So it's her going to the bar. I don't really care. Oh, speaking of people that go to bars.
Neo has responded to his wife's claims of infidelity.
Yeah.
Crystal Smith took to Instagram to share an emotional message about her relationship with the musician.
Oh, I love the money and everything he provided to me, but I'm a victim because I didn't leave a man that cheated on me all the time. Get the hell out of here. If you really wanted to be independent, you'd be living in an apartment making $70,000 in Los Angeles, but you wanted that millionaire life. You dealt with it. Shut up.
Accusing her spouse of cheating on her.
Duh. Well,
8 years. 8 years of lies and deception.
Yeah, because famous people are so loyal to their wives.
8 years of unknowingly sharing my life and husband with numerous women who sell their bodies to him unprotected.
Oh, that sounds good. Let's just give everybody herpes. I'm so sick of STDs, so tired of tears. Get it, though. Never mind. I was just singing a song.
Last one of them. To say I'm heartbroken and disgusted is an understatement. The model wrote.
Oh, that sucks. Probably saw she had a few warts. She's like, what the hell?
Adding, to ask me to stay and accept is absolutely insane. The mentality of a narcissist.
Why is everybody putting their family business on there on any social media platform? Like, I see it all the time on my Facebook with listeners. I'm like, well, no one cares. And it makes you look like you can't handle a marriage, bruh.
I will no longer lie to the public or pretend that this is something it isn't.
He's probably banging like 3 girls while she posted this. You suffer from that disease called Chloe.
I choose me. I choose my happiness and health and my respect.
Trust me, you have no respect.
I gained 3 beautiful children out of this, but nothing else but wasted years and heartache.
Sucks.
Crystal went on to ask fans to stop sending her info about the 1 in a million singer because, quote, what he does is no longer my concern.
It's no longer your concern, but you just made a post about it, so it's kinda your concern.
Brendan Fraser is making a comeback in a remarkable way.
He got fat.
It's exciting.
Brendan is transforming into a 600-pound man in a first look at the upcoming film, The Well.
To be fair, I'm not trying to be rude, I'm not trying to be a shock jock, but if you would have showed me that picture and been like, that's Brendan Fraser, I'd be like, sounds about right. Oh yeah, party. Oh. They always play the best music at the beginning of Entertainment Tonight clips. You could go to the club in Ybor City and vibe to this.
Oh, baby. New parents Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are impossibly stylish on their Italian date night.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to enjoy it as much as I could.
The couple, who welcomed their son back in May, held hands making their way out of NYC hotspot Carbone over the weekend.
I would love to just see them leave a Culver's, like, be relatable. I mean, they're never gonna, but that'd be funny.
Their fits, always on point. Ree's rocking an all-black look, a corset under a long trench with pants, pumps, and a matching Dior purse. Meanwhile, Rocky's sporting a dark blue coordinated set.
So they went out on a date after having a kid. Wow, they're like us.
Is Brad Pitt single and ready to mingle?
He's probably banging a lot of women. A lot of women that are having midlife crises, though. He seems like he'd pull on those crazy women.
The Oscar winner has reportedly been, quote, dating, but is not in a serious relationship nearly 6 years after ex-wife Angelina Jolie filed for divorce, according to People magazine. A source tells the outlet that Brad is, quote, living his best life under the circumstances and enjoying creative passions, including architecture, while staying focused on his family.
You can only go so far with your positivity when you have to deal with Angelina Jolie. You can be happy enough, but you're never going to be completely happy because that wretched woman's in your life. Ugh, she is so unattractive.
Adding, Brad has dinner with his younger kids when they are all in L.A. Since the kids are older now, they have their own life and friends. Brad still has a pretty good relationship with them.
I could see them just like venting to Brad, like, mom's being a bitch again. And he's like, tell me about it.
Lamar Odom is sharing his unfiltered thoughts on Khloe Kardashian expecting another baby with her ex-boyfriend, Tristan
Thompson. Mm-hmm. Why is the clip freezing?
Thompson, in the midst of his paternity scandal. In a video obtained by Page Six this week, a cameraman asked the former Los Angeles Laker for his reaction to his ex-wife's big news, which broke earlier this month. Lamar asked the photographer if Khloe and Tristan were, quote, going to be together. When he was told their baby was planned before the latest scandal broke, he replied, oh, he got caught cheating again? And they're going to have another baby? Then quipped, she could have hollered at me for that.
Got it.
Khloe has not publicly responded to Lamar's comments as of Wednesday.
Man, out of all the Kardashians, all her exes gaslight her more than any other exes. I'm not saying Kanye doesn't gaslight Kim, but my God, do they just live in the past, those exes.
All right, coming up next, have you ever been watching Seinfeld? This is all about me, guys. And thought to yourself, boy, I wish I could have that marble rye bread or that famous big salad. Yeah.
Of course, this is on NBC. They're promoting an NBC show. I hate Seinfeld more than anything.
Well, now you can, thanks to the release of the official Seinfeld cookbook.
No.
Yes, it features recipes from some of the show's classic food moments, from the black and white cookie to the infamous soup Nazis Mulligatawny.
Too bad that didn't come out in 2009, or I would have had a really good birthday present for my dad for once.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment's been brought to you by... DBinfusions.com. You want the best CBD? You want the best Delta 8 and more? Just go to DBinfusions.com and tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Tell me about it.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Okay, last but not least, the most unexpected story of the morning. Aaron Rodgers rolled into Packers training camp this week looking like a movie, actually like a movie character.
So he dressed up as Nicolas Cage from Con Air. I'll save you the time. Wow, Aaron Rodgers needing attention while all the other quarterbacks that are going to win are going into training camp low-key like Tom Brady and other people? Yeah. Makes you wonder why he never wins.
We're super happy. What can I tell you? We're just having a good time.
Yeah.
Looks like Jennifer Lopez is having the time of her life.
I've had the time of my life.
Since officially becoming Mrs. Ben Affleck.
That's fun. How long until their relationship ends with, he just never left the couch and he drank vodka all day or whatever happened in his previous marriage. Speaking to someone that never leaves the couch all day and drinks vodka.
I can say to all of you, there is no part of me that thinks that was the right way to behave in that moment.
Mm.
Will Smith breaks his silence months after that infamous Oscar slap. Now the actor has a direct message for fans and host Chris Rock explaining why he didn't apologize sooner.
It's
because I'm not sorry, but I noticed that no one's really hiring me for leads. So now I'm like, sorry.
It's all fuzzy. I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk.
I love that Chris Rock responded by calling him Shug Smith, which is a parody of Shug Knight. It's almost like Chris Rock is funny. What a concept.
Europe possibly facing time behind bars.
Let me rewind this. It's about Shakira.
Shakira possibly facing time behind bars.
Shakira.
Here's what we know.
I gotta skip over this because of copyright. Honestly, whatever. She, I can't really play because there's a lot of music. She's in trouble because she didn't do her taxes right in Spain. All these celebrities think they're gonna get away with not doing their taxes. Dummies.
We're back. Jacob Soboroff and a little Stranger Things. Okay, maybe you noticed this, maybe you didn't, but those less than subtle captions there on the bottom of your screen.
It's pretty unbelievable. So
the video is, do Gen Z use subtitles? I use subtitles.
Stranger Things, you know, this is a huge hit show. It takes notice of a larger trend. Viewers are increasingly watching shows and movies with subtitles, but it's been a point of contention across generations because as much as 70% of Gen Z apparently prefers them, according to a recent survey.
I love these asshole news reporters that like are like acting like Gen Z are like aliens. You idiots are the ones that produce this generation. Oh, but we know nothing about them. Yeah, because you all suck as parents. And then everybody tries to throw Gen Z and millennials under the bus. Oh, millennials don't go out to eat anymore. Why? So I can have a small portion at Buffalo Wild Wings? I mean, get the hell out of here. I had enough of this. Moving on. I just love when everyone's like, blame millennials. Blame Gen Z for ruining the economy. We don't have the money to go out to eat. You guys are in the past. The amount of time that has been between 1980 to 2022 is the amount of time between 1938 to 1980. You know what I mean? So when you're talking about things from the 1980s, it's like somebody from the 1980s talking about 1938. Finally, I want to end on this dirty, rotten imbecile.
Nearly 4 months after Hope Solo was arrested for driving while impaired, the former U.S. women's national team goalkeeper has entered a plea. Citing the Forsyth County District Attorney's Office, on July 25th, the Winston-Salem Journal reported that the soccer star pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
In a July 26th statement to Instagram, Hope refers to the incident as the worst mistake of her life, writing,
not the times you attacked your family. Oh, this was good. Hey, she has such a long rap sheet that it's kind of hard to pinpoint what was the worst.
I underestimated what a destructive part of my life alcohol had become.
But the problem was the only way to hang out with you was to have you drink alcohol. It's the only way you were fun.
Then, after thanking her family and supporters, the two-time Olympic gold medalist notes, I consider this a gift to pass it on to others because pain shared is pain lessened.
What a narcissist. You completely embarrass your family and do a bunch of scummy things and then you make it out to be a positive. Whoa, you're telling me Hope Solo is a sociopath? What a concept.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
RyanHappyRadio.com